Weiter in Chas, we are in Bava Kamed of Kuf Yud Zayin. Pick your mom, Kuf Tezayin of Abiz, Bada Bama, Bada Pays, Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Hagoz il Sado Mechaveru. Let's say someone goes and steals a field from his friend. Unutalu Masikin. How does he do it? Does he steal it? He starts to like change the boundaries a little bit. Kilu, like it's now, it's his field a little. And Unutalu Masikin. Now you have other people that come and they take it away from him. They take away from that guy. Rashi says, "Anosim gazluam min agazlan." I come and I steal the field from you, and then someone comes to take it against me. You know, with you kind of force it away from me. Im makas medina he. If this is not an isolated incident, but they're going around doing this to other people, Amar lo. So me as the ganav, I'm the original stealer. I could say to the guy, "Hey, Arishal chalufanecha. Here, your field's in front of you. What do you want from me? Go get it from these people." Im achmas the gazlan. But if it was taken because of me, because of the fact that I'm the gazlan, chayv lahamid lo sabacher, then I have to go and give him another field. The mishnah says the gemara. Amar v'nachem yisak man detani masikin lo mishtabish. Uman detani matzikin lo mishtabish. Some of them have it as matzikin, and some of them matzikin, and none of them are making mistakes because you read it as both. Man detani matzikin lo mishtabish. If he's not making a mistake, because the pasuk says bimatzor uvematzuk, that you're going to eat the fruit of your womb under the siege and the matzuk, which is an oppression that they're going to come and oppress you. So we see the word matzuk, matzikin can be used also. Man detani matzikin lo mishtabish. He's not making a mistake either, because it says in the pasuk, "Yiyareish hatzlotzal," that all the trees and the produce of your land, the locust will inherit it. That's slotzal. Metagaminen yachsenine sakar, which are metagam to be sakar, are going to go and inherit it, and we see that's talking about locusts, which is also a form of stealing, and therefore that's where you could use that word as well. Imach was a gazlan chayev. Then back in the next part of the mission, we said that if it's because of the gazlan, then in other words, it was taken because of him. That this isn't like a this is an isolated event, and this is what's the dafka over here. Then I'm going to be chayev to go give you another field. Hey chidam, what exactly is the case we're talking about over here? Ili medanos de anusuha la'aridi day. If you want to say that's where these other people came and they took my field, but he didn't go and take from other people that are around over there, making it clear that it's because of the fact that that it's mine, that they did this. It can't be because Hame Resha Shamat Mina, because we learned that out from the Resha of the Mishnah in Makas Medina, that it says if it's a Makas Medina, then the this is like all over, not an isolated incident, it's all over the place. Then I can go and I can say, hey, hilnir shachar b'shalufanecha, and ilolo, which means, and if not, then not. So therefore, when the Mishnah first says that, therefore that's clear. So then the second one would just be repeating itself. So then it must be something else. It's going to be lo tzricha, when do we need it to be said? Da'achve achavuye. This is talking about a case where there was another person, it's someone who showed another person's field to these people who are coming around taking, and that they would come and take it. And then it's just saying, because of the fact that he caused it to be happening, even though it's happening all over the place, he's the one who has to go and he has to take care of it now. Rashi says, Shalo gazlu atzmo, ela shama mi beis hamelech shemavakshin ligzo sados. He heard from the king that they want to steal fields. Vehera lahem talu Karkazu Shaploni, and they came and said, oh yeah, go take this guy's fields. Now he's going to have to pay it. Lishna Achrina, another way of understanding this is Hachamei Skinen. What are we talking about over here? In the second part of the Mishnah, Kigon Da'anesua of the Kochavim V'Amalei Achavuye Ar Asei. We're talking about where there's Goyim who came along and they convinced this guy and said to him to show the lands. V'Achve Ahuba Adayu, and he showed them this stolen field with his stuff. And then they go and they take the stolen field. We say because he's the one who caused it to be taken. Now he himself is the one who has to pay. Says the Gemara, story time. Ahu gavro da'achve akari d'chite de'beirish kelusa. There was a person, and he showed these people who were coming out taking things from people, wheat that were by the reish kelusa. They came along and they took it. They took his stuff. Also look at me, Rav Nachman. He came in front of Rav Nachman. And Chavu Rav Nachman, Shlumei Rav Nachman, said he has to now pay. Yosef of Yosef Achori de Rav Huna Barchia. He was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef Rav Huna Barchia, Kamei de Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Huna Barchia, Rav Nachman. Dina or Kanasa? Is this the actual din? Or is this a Kanas? we know that this is a case of grumma, right? Because you're causing it to be happening over here. So maybe he's saying that, you know, this over here, you're going to be chayiv for grumma just like if you did it straight up. Or maybe that's not the case here, but it's just a kenas because of the fact of the way that he behaved over here. Amar Leizer says to him, "Snisan here. What do you mean we learned in our Mishnah? The time we learned in the Mishnah, Emachem is a gazlan, chayiv lamel sadeh. If it's because of the gazlan, that he has to go ahead and find another field. Vokimna da achvei. And the Mishnah set it up to mean they're talking about someone who's showing the field to other people. So what do we see from here? We see that this is the actual din. They have to go ahead and he is going to have to pay. Also, the Nafikli Rav Yosef Avchuna Barchia. After Rav Nachman, he ended up leaving. Rav Yosef said to Rav Huna Barchia, my nafka lachmine. What's a nafka mina? Beep, turn the page. Kuf yud zayin. Idina ykanasa. What do you care if this is, what's the nafka mina if this is a din or if it's a kanas? Says Rashi, who shamasa lishalim? That this guy has to go and pay. Amalei says back to him, idina gamrinan mine. If this is the law, if this is the law, we could learn out from it to other types of cases as well. Right? Gamrina, right? Says Mihai Maisa Drav Nachman, Lashar Garmi, then Zakandalma. You learn so other types of causative damage that they have the same din. But if it's a kanas, then we can't learn out from it to other things. It's a kanas over here. I says, who the concept of Nachman Mishum Deragil Hayo Bekach Lugamina. This person behaves in a certain way, and we don't learn out from it to other things. So that's why I care what's going on. So now he says, why is it that you say if it's a kanas, we don't learn out? Why not? Maybe we can learn out from this. Even if it's a kanas, you can learn to other things. The Tanya from Tana Brisa, but Rishona Hayu Omrim Hamatami Vamanaseh. Originally, we said that somebody who comes is Matami, he makes Tame someone's stuff with Tuma, or let's say he makes it into Yayin Nesech. He pours it out into an Avodah Zarah, right? Rashi says Menachas Yehonah Shechaver Avodah Zarah. Dafagav de Kamei Monach. And as they can nicker, Mishalim, even though it's right in front of him, it's not a Hezek nicker. You don't see anything in the next one itself. Still, he's going to have to pay. Chazulomer afim damea. Then they went and they said, even somebody who mixes up chulin with truma, it's called midamea, is also going to have to go pay because now you're stuck. So chazru in, then you're going to be chayiv lo chazru lo. But if they didn't go ahead and they brought out that case particularly of midamea, so that is going to be chayav lo chazir lo. But if they hadn't put him in the kiss, then he wouldn't be chayav. My time, why? Lav mishum to kanasu. Is that because of the fact that it's a kanas? We don't learn out of kanas from it. We don't learn out from a kanas. And for the Gemara, lo, that's not the reason why he goes and brings out this case of midamea. Meikaris avi lehefsed meruba chashashu. Rather, what do I want to say? That originally Meikara, they wanted to say that they're more worried only in order to stop a major loss that's going to happen, right? The Hefsed Maruba, that's what they're worried about. Like someone who's going to be Metame Tuma or Yai Nesek, Hefsed Muad Lochashu, they weren't Choshesh for a Hefsed Muad, and therefore they didn't make Exeris to their Uba. So, sorry, the Hefsed Muad, Nami Choshu, in the end they decided, you know what, even for a small shtickle, we're also going to be Choshesh. And that's when they came out. It's also a case of midameya. Frankly, Gemara, Amy, is that really true? You want to tell me that the reason why the Braisa is going and puts it separate, the case of midameya, where they mix Truman and Chulin together, is because that's only a hefsid, like a little bit of a hefsid, and not because of the fact that generally we don't go ahead and learn out a kanas from one case to another? V'atani avua d'rav avin, originally used to go and put these things together, brought both cases. Later they saw even someone who's Menasech, who pours the wine, Chazru in, Lo Chazru Lo, which was that, what's the Mashmos over here? Because they later added on to this din, they're including someone who also is doing Nesech, then he's going to be Chayev, but Lo Chazru Lo. If they didn't do such a thing, if they had not gone and extended this, with this case, and lo, that he wouldn't actually be chayiv my time wife, la mishum, the logo minim in kanas, so we don't learn out from kanas. Oh, what are you going to say now? Says Gemara, lo. That's not the pshat, that's not the reason why it goes and makes it separate, the kid of Yanayin Nesach. Meikar Savik Rabbi Avin. The reason is because originally they held like Rav Avin, therefore they said someone who goes ahead and makes someone's Yanayin Nesach is not going to be included. But so Savik Rabbi Yirmiah, and in the end, they ended up going according to Rabbi Yirmiah, and that this person is also going to be included. Now, what does that mean? If someone goes and throws a Zor Chetz Mitchilas Arba, Ula B'Sof Arba, we get ourselves a hay on the scene over here, which says Zor Chlomar L'Sof, which is a Sof. So Zor Chetz Mitchilas Arba, L'Sof Arba, someone goes and they throw an arrow, they shoot an arrow. And this segment is just a rabbin, and we're talking about on Shabbos, and he does it for a whole 4 amos. The Kor Shirayim B'Lichaso, and it goes and it breaks through silk. Tears through silk on the way, Patr is going to be Patr from the silk. Shari Akira Tzarech Hanachi, because the Akira lifting up, the, when the arrow like got up, you have something called Akira leaving its place, then Anachot is placed down. And Akira Tzarech Hanachi, Mitzchai Benafsha, therefore he's going to be killed for what he's doing on Shabbos. Talad Amos on Shabbos, which is a rabbi, and they do such a thing, and therefore this person will be Chayev in death, and that's why they have to pay the money. Over here. Now, says the Gemara, Ubasov, Sabik Rabbi Yirmi, in the end, he held like Rabbi Yirmi, the Amr of Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi said that Mishas HaGabah Kanya, from the time that he picked up the wine, he was calling it, Yichayev Le Mamun, and then he's going to be Chayev to money right away. Beschayev Benafsho, Lovayat Shas Nisach, but it was a Chayev for his death, you know, to be killed until he actually poured the wine, and therefore he didn't become Chayev to be killed until after he's going to be Chayev to pay. Therefore, he has to, he's going to be Chayev to pay for this wine that he made. Yayin Nesach. So we don't have a raya now to say that, generally speaking, we don't extend the kenas. So, says the Gemara, and we have a couple different story times. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikal Lebei Biyoni, he came along, he visited, there was a makom, there was a place called, as Rashi says, a makom, Bei Biyoni. Also came to Rava. They came in front of Rava. Amar Lei. He said to them, "Klu Ma'isa B'Yaldcha." He says, "Tell me, you have any stories that came to you? Any Ma'isim? And give me some stuff here." Amar Lei. He says to him, "Yisrael Shansua of the Kochavim, the Harem Mamun Chavero Baliyadi." There was a case that a Yid who was forced by Goyim to show them the money of his friend V'Chayavtiv, and I made him have to pay. Amar Lei said to him, "Adar Uvda Lamari." So switch what you said, you know, go back on it. The money should go back to the original owner. The time for the bride. So you sell Shan Suav the Kovim. The Haram Mamun Chavero, if a Jew is forced and he shows the money, Patr is going to be Patr. Vim not of an Asam Biyad, but if he took the money in his hand and he gave it to them, then Chayev, then the person is going to be Taka Chayev. But he has to be the one to actually do such a thing. Says Rashi, why is that the Hitzel Atzmo Mamun Chavero? Because he saved himself. He's going to be Chayev because he used someone else's stuff in order to save himself. So he's going to be chayav to go and pay such a thing. What does it mean? Kum tochois. We see from here that someone who's forced to show money is not going to be chayav. So, therefore, go back on your din. I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi said, im hera me asmo, if he showed the money on his own, he wasn't told to do such a thing. Rashi says, below onus with no onus. Then, kenas avinas ambiyad dummy. That's like he took it and he gave it to him, and therefore, he's going to be chayav. Next. Ahu gavadan asua of the chav ma'achvi achamra to have Mori Berid of Pinchas Berid of Chesed. There was this guy who came along. The goyim forced him to show the wine of a Mori of Pinchas of Chista, and he showed it to him. Amalei, he said to him, "Dari ma'am tibayin." So they said to him to go out and pick up the wine and bring it. Rashi says, "Iva holich imanu lebeisamel." Come, bring us to the palace to the king. Darva Antimedai picked it up and he followed them. He walked along with them. Also, the coming of Ravashi later came from Ravashi to figure out what the din is. Patrina Ravashi patches him from paying anything because it was an onus. Amalei Rabbanan Ravashi said, "Vatanya, but we learned that a brisa. Im nasav nasam biyad chayev. He does it with one hand. He's going to be chayev, and this is what he did over here. Lifted it up. So, why are you saying that he's off the hook? That he's pater? He's taka should be chayev in such a circumstance." What he did over here. So Malahu, they said, he said back to them, said Ravashi, "Hadim yehilchid de lo kamei leve meikara." This is talking about where he didn't first take this the people, these goyim, to the money, but he brought it to them. Avalhecha de okamei leve meikara. But where he first took them to the money, the mikle klia, then he already burned it up, meaning it's already came into that person's hands. So when he later gives it to him, he's handing over what he already had. So therefore, he's going to be potter. That's what happened in the case we just brought. Esver Avavol Ravashi came and he asked, "Amar la Onas." Let's say the Onas comes and he says, "Hoshit leap kia amir zeh." extend to me this bundle of straw. Reb Kira says, kosher. And so, oh, eshkol, anovim zeh, or give like this cluster of grapes for hoshidlo. And he goes in and he stretches out to him. Chayev, then this guy's going to be chayev. In such a matzav. Says Rashi, and this is going to go against Rav Ashi over here, that Avagav de Koyakum al Gav Yamam, and even though he's there, whole Venosa Venotam Yad Chayv, since he gave him, he's going to be Chayv, even though we said it's going to be Potter. So for the Gemara, Rachim, and Skinner, when we're talking about the Kogoyin de Koy betray Ivri Nara, it's where they're standing on the two opposite sides of the river. And therefore, this guy wanted to go and take the money, wasn't able to go and reach it, take the produce, wasn't able to get to it. This Jew is going to be chayav for going on to actually giving it to him. Rashi says, Akum mitzadzeh, ve'amir mitzadzeh, and the bundles on the other side, diloy of ni'alev, and then give to him, lo'ansi anas samishke, he wouldn't be able to go and actually take it. Daikinam, we also give him that meduyak from it to getani hoshit, because it says that he says extend, v'otani tain, he doesn't say give it to me. It must be that it was extending over to the other side of the river. And the Shema Mina, yeah, that is the case. Next story. Rashi explains this is talking about a person. It's not a person. It's a kumoris the dagum in the chayos. It is a trap that is used for dagum or chayos or for fish or for animals. And let's say you have this shusa to have a mitzvah la betray. There are two people that are fighting over it. Hayom didiyu, so one saying it's mine. Vayom didiyu, and I'm saying no, it's mine. Also chad minayu masor lefar hagna l'demalka. One of them went and gave it over to a parhagna of the malka, which means like somebody who works for the king. Amar Abayis. Abayis says yachal lomar ana kimasri didi masri. When I give over that which really belonged to me. Right, since he didn't have in mind to go and hurt his friend over here, but he only wanted to take what belongs to him. Therefore, he's not considered a mosar. Rava says not like that. I'm a le Rava v'chol kamine. Well, hold on 1 second. Is this like believed? Is this like allowed to be done over here? He has the ability of doing such a thing. Ella, I'm a Rava. Rava says, in other words, right? Even though he can grab what belongs to him, he can't get another shliach to go and to take it. Ella Marava, b'shamtina le'ad d'maisi le'vakoy b'dine. We go and we put him in shamta. We put him in cherem until he brings this trapping stuff back and he puts it. And he goes in court. They deal with it in the court system. Okay. There was this person who was wanted to show his friend's straw to the king people. Also, give me Rav Kima for Rav. Amalei says lo tachve velo tachve. Don't show it. Don't show it. Amalei says back to him. Machivda machivda. So I'm gonna show it. I'm gonna show it. Yosef of Kahana came to Rav and shamte lo koy minei. When he heard this, he broke his neck. He went ahead and he killed him. Kari Rav Levay. Rav called and said, "Whoa, what's going on?" But naich ulfu shachfu barosh kol chutza. Chutzos Kosov Michbar, your children have fainted, they lie fallen at the head of every street like a wild ox trapped in the net. It's talking about the Yidden over here that they're under control of the Goyim. It's like they're trapped. Ba Tozeh, Kevin Shanafa Michmar Ein Merachman Allah. Just like this toe that, a type of an ox, it's a wild ox. That once it gets into the net, they have no rachmanas. Afam b'shul Yisrael, kibbutz anochel be'alav kachav b'merachman lof. So to the money of Jews, once it goes and falls into the goyish hands, they have no rachmanas anymore. And they're going to go and they're going to kill the guy for his money. And since being a moser, like if you enforce someone, it's going to bring to killing, then you did a good idea to go out and to kill this guy because it could have been that he was going to be a moser. So it's like a rodef. Armelei Rav, Rav said, Armelei Rav, Kahana ad ha'id no have a parsoi. Kahana, till now, those that were the people that were running the show, they were all parsoim, they were persons. Lo katbi as shvichos damim. They weren't mak when it comes to shvichos damim. That would have been bad news for you because they were very crazy about that. V'hashti iki yavani, but now you have the Greeks that are in play over here. The katbi as shvichos damim, they are makbar as shvichos damim. Right, with the other ones we're not mocked, but these ones are. For Amu Muradin, and they're gonna say that murder, right? Therefore, you got to get out of here. Kum sak le'arad Yisrael. So, in other words, the point is that the opposite. What I said, by the persons you would have been fine because they don't care your murder. The Greeks, it does matter, and therefore, You better get out of here and you better go. Go to Eretz Yisrael. V'kabel alach the lo takshil Rav Yochanan Shevashnin. Be makabel upon yourself that you're not going to ask any kashas about Rav Yochanan and what he teaches for 7 years. Right? So he's telling him to go over there and go learn by Rav Yochanan, but don't ask for 7 years. Azil Ashkel Reish Lakish to Yosef Akobasai Mesifta Dioma the Rabbanan. So he went. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he got to Rav Yochanan, the yeshiva, and he found Rabbi Shlakish, who was learning over that which Rabbi Yochanan taught that day with the Rabbanan. Amar lehu. So then he said, Rav Kahana says to Tamidim, Rishlakish Leka. Right? They said, where is Rishlakish? Amar lehu, they said back to him, like, why do I want to know? Who wants to know? Am I? Amar lehu, he said back to him, Hi Kushiv, Hi Peruka. I have this problem, I get that problem, I have this answer, I have that answer. And I don't want to speak to you. I'm a leader of Shlakish. They told Rish Lakish what happened. I was Rish Lakish. I'm a leader of Yochanan. He said to Yochanan, he told him what happened. And then they're looking, this person's looking. Ari Allah Mibavel, Ayin Mar, Mesifta Lamacha. There's a lion who came from Bavel. So you come and, you know, be careful what you're going to say tomorrow in the Shir so that we're not going to get knocked out. By Kashas, Lamachar Osavu Bidura Kama Kamed Rav Yochanan. The very next day, they put Rav Kahana in the first row in front of Yochanan, covered. Amishmaitsei, Vilo Acha. He said something, Rav Kahana didn't ask any questions. Shmaitsei Vilo Akshe. Another one, he didn't ask any questions. On Chasei Achori Shva Dare, they placed Rav Kahana 7 rows back, because, you know, Ados Fina Bidura Basra. Till he ended up being in the very last row because, listen, if you're the best on the show, you sit in the front, you can ask the real question. But you're not asking questions, we're going to keep moving you back. That's what happened. I'm going to lay Rabbi Yochanan or Yishim and Lakish, Yochanan said to Rabbi Shlakish. I reach out to Nasa Shua. Look at this. This lion that you said, he ended up becoming a fox. You said he was so chashah, but look at him today. And Amar, so when he heard this, he kind of said, Yehi Rava, Hani Shivadari, Lehavi Chilov Shvashnin, the Amar Le Rav. Let it be that the 7 rows that I went through, I had to move back. This says busha, take the place of the 7 years that Rav said to me that I had to go, that I did. Kamakari got up on his feet. Amar Leh says, Rav Nochan, Neder Mar Beresha. What you should do is, let's redo the shir over here. Say it over. Amar Shmai Tziv Akshay. So he said it over, and Rav Kahana asked the kash on it. Okmi Dara Bidara Kama. So they put Rav Kahana back in the first row. Amar Shmaitza Akshay. So what did he do? He asked another, he said a Shmaitza, and then he asked another Kasha. Rav Yochanan, Hava Yosef, Hasheva Bistraki. Rav Yochanan was sitting on 7 Bistraki, says Rashi, Tafid Balaz, a type of a carpet. Shalfi Le Chada Bistarka Mituve. So Rav Yochanan said to do is something, and they took off one of the rugs that were underneath him, you know, he put down Rav Kahana and he moved him back, and so he's really so chashav. Amar Shmaitzav Akshilei. So he said another one, and he asked another kashav again. And again, they took away another rug. Ad the Shalfilei Kuli Bistraki, Mitusei Ad Yosef Alara. This went more and more and more until they got rid of all the rugs from Rav Yochanan. He was sitting on the floor. Rav Yochanan Gavre Sabahava. Rav Yochanan was an older man. Masuchi Gvini, and his eyebrows were very long. Right, says Gabos Ein of Gedolim Mechaseniv was covering over his eyes. Amar Lehu, right? He was able to see Rav Kahana. So Amar Lehu, he said to his Talmidim, Deluli Ein of Echzeg, uncover my eyes so I can go and I can see him. Help me out. Let me see. Dalulei B'Michalsa D'Kasva, so he lifted it up with a silver eye situation, or if I'm able to go and see what's going on. Chazad de Frite Sifvase, he saw that his lips were there was a cut in his lips. That's just Nikrus Faso, he got some sort of wound that split it. Savar Achuch Kamechayech Bey, Heather of Kahana was laughing at him, like in a way that was like making fun of him. Chalash Daitiv and Achnafsi, so if Yochanan, he felt really bad about himself, and Yochanan felt really bad, and what did he do for Nach Nafshe? Because of that, ended up being that Rav Kahana ended up dying. The very next day, Lamachar, Amar Lahu Rav Yochanan Rabbanan, Rav Chisar Rabbanan, Chazisu LeBavla Chiyavid. Look at this Babylonian did, and he made fun of me. Amar Lahu, he said this back to him, Darkei Achi. That was how he looked. Like, he wasn't making fun of you. That's just like what his face looked like. Alagabi Marta, when he heard that, Rav Yochanan went up from the cave. Rav Kahana was there and was where he was buried. Chaza Dehava beep turn the page. You saw that there was Kufi's Ava base. Hadrole Achna. There was a snake. Its tail was there, and it was going around the opening of the cave and not letting him get in over there. Says Rashi, Nachash Gadol Os Asmuk Galgalik, so like spit like a rock. Umakif is P. Ha ma'ara and covered the PMR, but no seen Zenovo toch piv vein other yochalikanis. I put his own into its mouth. No one else is able to do such a thing. Hajule Achne, the Amalei, so Yochan says to the snake. Achna Achna. Snake. Question. Psach Pumech Vikane Sarav Itzel Tamid. Open your mouth and let go of the tail, right, that you had there, and let the teacher go to the student, Velo Pasach. It didn't open its mouth. So he says, Yikanis chaver, etzel chaver. Let a chaver go to another chaver. Right? The meaning of Kahana is on his darga, is on the same level. Velo pasach, but the snake didn't open its mouth. He said, okay, Yikanis talmid etzel rav, let the student go to his teacher. Meaning, explaining the Rav Kahana is more chash of pasach lei. And then what happened? It opened up his mouth and let him go and enter in. Boy, rachmei v'okmei. When he did that, he davened for Rachmanis, and he said, and he lifted up Rav Kahana and brought him back. Amar Lei, so he said to him, "If I would have known that this was the normal way that you look, then I wouldn't have been so upset." Now let him come back and come back and steig over here. You know, I thought you were making fun of me. I didn't realize. Amalishav kind of said, "If you're able to daven for rachmim that I'm not going to die again, then I'm willing to go with you. Ve'i lo, but if not, lo azilna, I'm not interested in going with you." Hol v'cholof shaitai. Since my time has been, the miracle has passed. Cholof, it passed. I don't want to go through this type of situation again. You know, you got out of dying once. Can't let it happen again. So Tyre Okme Rav Yochanan woke up from sleeping and he got up and he was fully alive. Shaili kos sveika da havale upashtinu neale. So he asked Rav Kahana to help all of the questions and Rav Kahana answered all of them. Haynu dam Rav Yochanan dilchon amri dilchon he. And from this, he said, I used to say that the Torah, this is Rav Yochanan saying to his students in Eretz Yisrael, I used to say the Torah is yours, but because you were never in Golis, but I see it's actually theirs in Bavel, who have the great understanding, even though they're not here anymore. Rashi says, Shel b'nei Bavel, these are really Babylonians. Okay, another story time about someone who was a Moshe, who told on the, you know, told on the Yidden to the Goyim. Ha'hu da'hu da'achrei amtak, said Rabbi Abba. There was a person who showed Rav Abba this type of silk thing, right? So it says, tachshit meshi. It's a tachshit made out of meshi. It's certain to, you know, how do you say, like a jewelry of sorts. And he was showing it. Somebody took Rev Abba's silk tachshit and showed it to the goyim, you know, the people. And they took it. Yosef Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yisrael Gnafcha. They're all sitting to figure out what's going on. The one who told them, Yosef Rabbi Eloi Gabeu, Rabbi Eloi was over there. Sova L'chayu V'me'ad Tanan. These Dayanim here, they wanted to rule as anybody chayv, because we learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros, the Donis Adin, if someone donned when it comes to money, the Din, and Zika is a chayv, and he made the one chayv, the one who's got to pay, V'chiv Zakeh, the one that was Zakeh, or let's say he said that the, again, Zika is a chayv, he made the one that was chayv, not chayv, V'chiv Zakeh, he made the one that was clean, actually, Kilo he was chayef, and Timas Hatari is Matavi Torah, Vitir is Hatame, and the vice versa. Masha also Visalami made. So whatever he did, and now he has to go pay up for himself. He's got to take care of business now. Rashi's Dav Du the Debura Be'alma Chayef. Just on the words alone, there's judgment. You're going to be chayef over here. Just like a grumma through speech, we said going to be chayef, and also a moser, even though it's just a grumma situation, is going to be chayef. and therefore he has to go and pay for the silk matzah from Rav Abba. Amalu Rav Eloi, so Rav Eloi says to them, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav says, V'hu shenasa v'nasa biyad. This, that the judge has to go and pay him up, is only the case where he took the money from the hand and gave it to somebody else. If not for that, then he's going to attack a bee potter, only if he did it with his own hand. So now I'm not sure what to do. So I'm lay, so they said to Ravo, Zil Gabi of Shimon Ben Yochum, Rav Loz Ben Pedos, the Daini Dini, the Garmi, they'll go to them because they know the Dan, the idea of Garmi, of like things that were caused, that caused damage through, you know, through the cause, not straight up. They're going to work out the money. Azil Gabayos, however, he went to them, Chayvi Mimas Nisan, and they said that the Moser is going to be Chayiv, because of the Mishnah, in Machmas Gaza, Chayev Lahamid Lo Sadecha, because him is getting him in the field. Vokim the Achvi Achvi, and we set it up to say that this is talking about somebody who showed the fields of one person to these type of people who are trying to take everything, and therefore it's telling you that somebody who causes the taking of his friend's field is going to be Chayev. Ha'huga for another story time. To have a Mipkid Le Kasa the Kasa, but there was this guy. It was a silver cup that was left by him, you know, to watch this silver cup. And Sliku Ganve Yilave, they're Ganav and they came. You know, so what's he going to do? Shakli Avilu, so he took the silver cup and he gave it to them, you know, and saved himself. What's the Rab came from Rama Patra, he patted him. Amle Abai, Hai Matzil Atzmo Baman Muchaveru. This is someone who's saving himself with his friend's money. And then it's such a matzav, the guy actually has to go and pay. So we say, what's pshat in Rabbah? The Rabbah said that you're off the hook, right? So the pater is going to be pater. Amar Ella, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi comes in, he says, Chazinan, we investigate that Ian is Amidhu. If this person is a wealthy person, the one you left it by, Rashi's Amid Mizashir, then I died to the D-Day Asu. Then we can say that the Ganav came for him, and they had him in mind, and therefore, if he sees himself by going out and giving the stuff, then he's going to actually have to go and pay. Ve'ilo. If, let's say, this Shomer is not a rich guy, we're saying that he's got up and came with the silver cups in mind, and he's not going to be chayef to have to go ahead when he does, if he gives it up on them. So the Shomer was not rich, and therefore he exempted the potter from having to pay. Next story, Ahu Gavra, Tava Mikbid Gabay Arnika, the Pidyon Shvuyin. There was this guy who he had money that was for Pidyon Shvuyin to release captives, and Sukha Ganvei Levei and Ganavim came along, and they threatened him to give the stuff. And Shakli Yavin Yale, so he gave the money to him, gave him the wallet by saving himself. Also, the Kameh de Rabbah, so he came in front of Rabbah, and Patri Rabbah patted him for paying. Amalei Abayabai, he says, I have all matzah asamon chaveru. He's saving himself with his friend's money. Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Ein lecha pidyon shvuyin godem izeh. You don't have a redemption of captives more than this. This money was used exactly what was necessary for. In order to go in to save this guy, Pidyon Shvuyin, therefore, he doesn't have to pay no cash money. Ahu Gavra, last story to the Mishnah. Ahu Gavra, the act of Asik Chamor Lemabra, coming to see Koinshin Bamabra. There was this guy who was going quick and he bought a donkey onto the ferry boat before the people got on it. And then it filled up the people. And Boy La Tabuye, the donkey was, because of him, he was so big, it's going to cause the ship to drown, to sink. I says chamra boy chamra letvoy mabra to go across. Anyway, also gavra molechle lechamra dahi gavra v'shadiye lenara v'tava. This other person, he was scared what was going to happen. So what did he do? He came and he pushed down the donkey of the first person and threw it into the river, and it ended up drowning. Yeah, wow. So by doing that, he saved the whole boat, because what was happening was going wild back and forth. Also, given the rabbah, they came from the rabbah, patted him from having to pay anything. Amalei Abaye says that, it says back to rabbah, v'hal matzah asum mod v'chaveri, he's saving himself at the moment of his friend. Amalei, he says back, right, and therefore he's going to be chayv to pay. Amalei says back, haimei kar rodev havan, from the very beginning, this person, the owner of the donkey, is going to be chayev as a lokeach. He's considered like he was a purchaser, like he ended up buying it. More accurate, a rodef, he's pursuing after it. Oh, sorry, tired. Amalei, so he says to him, "Hi, meikar rodef hava." From the very beginning, the owner of the donkey was considered a rodef. You're allowed to go get rid of the Torah to go and save yourself. Okay, say, Rabbi, tell me, Rabbi, who's going to his own reasoning? Dama Rabbi, rodef shayu rodef achachaver largo. You have someone pursuing after, running after, chasing after his friend to go and kill him. V'shibra sakilim, and he broke kalim while doing that. Bein shel near that bein shel mazik. Sorry, what? Bein shel near the bein shel kol adam. Whether these kalim were owned by someone who's being chased after or any other person, putter, he's going to be putter from anything that happens in the house. And that is Shari Mishchai ben Afsho, because the fact that he's Mishchai ben Afsho, he could maybe be killed, so it's a Kimlet Rabbinay. Vinyardav, Shiver is a Kalim Shel Rodef, and the one being chased after who broke the Kalim of the one chasing him, Potter, he's going to be off the hook, he doesn't have to pay nothing. Shaloi he mamonu chaviv alecha chaviv alav migufo. This is in order for that the one who's rodef, who's pursuing money, shouldn't be more valuable than one who's being chased for that person's life. Meaning, if the victim is, it's mutter for them to save himself by killing the one who's chasing after him, you know, who's a rodef, then he's definitely going to be putter. It's going to be mutter to save himself by destroying this person's utensils. And it came out that he didn't have to pay him back for what happened. Aval shekol adam, but if one was being chased, if the one who's being chased broke the keli, or of any of the people there, then chayiv is going to be chayiv. The osel hatzil atzmo mamon chavero. It's usher to save yourself with the mamon of your friend, unless you're going to pay him back, that kind of stuff. V'rodev shahayu rodev acher rodev lahatzil. If someone's running after, if someone's chasing after someone, and was chasing another person who was a chaser, to save them, v'shibar kelim, and he broke kelim along the way, bein shel nirdav bein shel kol adam, potter, in both cases you're potter, v'lomen adin, it's not according to the strict letter of the law over here, which would say that the one who's rescued has to go and pay us or whatever, but he's going to be potter, why? Because elishim, yeah, to omer kein, if you don't say like this, you hold them chayev, then in the chadam shematzos chavir min rodev. No person is going to save his friend from a rodev because then he's going to be chayev, being the wife, for damages that are inflicted on the speeches. Now, to be certain that the people are not going to go ahead and move away from saving others, the Rabbanan, the Hala decreed that a rescuer can't be responsible for damage that's caused while he's in the middle of going ahead and rescue someone. Yeah, he can't think about that. Okay, at the end of the day, what comes out? See, Rabbi says that if one is being chased and he breaks the kelim of the one that's chasing and they want to get away, he's going to be putter. Because of that, the Rabbi is saying that in the case of a person who threw the donkey overboard. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.